sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings.
And I will sing
Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, January 26th, the last Sunday in January, 2025. Boy, time is just flying by. Seems like we were just here, seems like yesterday, but oh, it was a week ago. But we thank you for joining us. We hope you are staying warm and safe this winter. It has been winter all over. Going to talk a little bit about that this morning, and we sure have winter out here. Probably got 6 inches of snow here at the church, and we were completely out of degrees up at the radio ranch this morning. It was a balmy zero, but it's winter time, and that's how it should be at that time. So again, thanks for joining us. Going to talk about a few current events this morning to share with you, but again, want to encourage you to make sure you're prayed up. Be praying. Hopefully you've prayed the Lord's Prayer and you've put on the full armor of God and you're girded up and you're ready for the day. The perilous times that we're in, we need to be ready for the day, ready to answer the questions that are coming, but continuing to do the battle. Excuse me. We're going to pray the pistol prayer. We start out with that. We have it on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you. We've been sending those out, and we encourage you to, you know, once you're prayed up, add this to your prayers. It's effective and it works. Excuse me. Well, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority. We say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen. And we do have victory in Christ over all things, right? Whether it's the valley of decision that we're at, or whether it's up on the mountain, or at the sea or the river, we do. Want to encourage you to read your Bible. Make sure that... Again, we put it out there. The Bible reading plan, it's on the web. We'll be glad to email it to you. We have it in print form still. We still send it out with orders. If you'd like it, you let us know. We'll be glad to send it to you. Well, some scripture. Let's start here in Psalm 74. I saw this, and we've been having some absolute gorgeous sunrises. I hope you're up. You know, they're worth getting up early if you don't get up early. They're worth getting up early just to see them. Because they are just absolutely beautiful, and you know, no two are alike, but they're part of the blessing that God gives us, I think, you know, in living color, you might say. But Psalm 74:16 says, both day and night belong to you. You made the starlight and the sun. You set the boundaries of the earth, and you made both summer and winter. You know, there's a celestial alignment coming up, the alignment of the planets. There was three, I think. It might even be here pretty close, maybe tonight, last night, tonight, tomorrow night, something like that. But he's put these things in order. He has, and it's just wondrous to see. Sometimes things change a little bit. No, not the seasons, not the stars, not the heavens. But sometimes things happen, and I think it's to get our attention. It is. You know, I'm from the South. I'm from Central Florida. I remember in 1976, when I was 11 years old, it snowed. And we stayed home from school that day and played in the snow. They don't get it too often, but boy, the South has got it right now. It is wintertime in the South. Snow in the South. Florida saw its most snow on record. Record-setting snow. How about that? 9.8 inches of snow in Milton, northeast of Pensacola. Pensacola saw an all-time record with 8.9 inches. Heavy snowfalls at the Florida Welcome Center in Florida on January 21st. Look at that. That looks like Colorado. Looks like here. And, you know, not just Florida. I talked to, got a picture from my son in Savannah They got a couple inches of snow and still have snow in the shady areas and stuff. Couple of graphics here for you. Deep South snow, 7.5 inches in Mobile, 9 inches again in Milton. Previous record was half that, less than half that in 1954. That's a couple generations ago, at least. 8 inches in New Orleans. Ice, snow, all over. We've talked about this on Wednesday nights, Saturday morning coffees, on Thursday nights, the changes. You know, when something that is controlled by God is different, weather, okay? Thing, for example, you kind of have to look at it and say, is this something we should be paying attention to? In true Christian history books, you go back and see that, and in the Bible we read that events that happened of the day were often foreshadowed by celestial events, whether they were alignments, changes in the weather, solar eclipses, things like that. Not sorcery, it's not magic, it's just the how God has put things in place from the very beginning to get your attention. It's kind of like when you're driving down the road and you see somebody flashing their lights at you. It's to get your attention. Maybe there's a policeman behind him. Maybe there's an accident, whatever it is. And I think that's what this is. I think that these record-setting things, record snow, record fires out west, are to get our attention, to let us know that he is there. Because we talk about weather modification and this and that. I tell you, he controls the weather. He does. I saw this picture, snow in the south. I thought this was interesting. You get a little bit of ice and snow down there, and I can tell you part of the roads we came in today on were, maybe hit the next one there, Jason, the vehicles. Little bit of ice, and it's just mayhem because they're not used to it. I understand that. So our hearts go out to you, brethren, down there. Saw this, 11 inches of snow in South Alabama. Both of Houston's major airports down in Texas, George Bush Intercontinental and Hobby, suspended flight operations. Again, New Orleans, 9.5 inches of snow. East Baton Rouge, 9 inches. Outside of Houston, 5 inches. It's different. It's different. It's not just the same old thing. And so it's exciting to live through these times where God is working with his people, is giving opportunities for people to see that, to turn to him. How about that? To turn to him, to recognize, to, let's look at a couple of scriptures. And that's my prayer, that these people that haven't had their eyes opened will see these record-setting events happening and turn to him. Let's take a look at Daniel. Daniel 2, verse 21. Daniel 2, 21 says, he changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and establishes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. So, how about that lot there? If you want to have wisdom, you want to have knowledge, you need to be wise, you need to be discerning. We need to be able to see that, no, it's not climate change that's caused the South to freeze. It's not climate change or weather modifications that brought a blizzard warning on the Gulf Coast. But it's God Almighty. And when we turn to him, when we acknowledge him, we've talked about Gideon, that's been coming up in the past. When we acknowledge that it's God that has done this, there is a wisdom, a knowledge there, a power that's there. Gideon, that's why Gideon was a mighty warrior, because he understood that it was God that was doing it. Because of our sin, to get our attention, what for whatever reason. 1 Peter 4:12, as we have to live through these times. Let's take a look there. Don't forget it. 1 Peter 4:12-13. You see it there. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you. as though something strange were happening to you. See, this it shouldn't be strange to us. It shouldn't be out of the ordinary. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Now, certainly this applies when we're persecuted for Christ's sake, when we're not ashamed of his name and we stand up for him, his will, his way, and we're persecuted. Maybe we have you know, the world come against us. But I certainly think it applies when we have record snow. And how about out in L.A.? We've talked about you can't go a week without more record fires out there. This is all brand new, just the last couple days. Tens of thousands of new residents told to evacuate. New fire rages north of L.A. New blazes, Laguna, Sepulveda, Gibble, Gilman, and Border 2 flared up Thursday. Today's Sunday. This was just a couple days ago. In L.A. County, San Diego, Ventura, and Riverside County, evacuation orders issued to more than 31,000. The Hughes Fire near Castic Lake in northern L.A. County began Wednesday morning, now over 10,000 acres, 15 square miles. They've made a little bit of progress, but still it's just Palisades and Eaton Fire combined over 37,000 acres, killed at least 28 people. And it continues. It just continues on and on. What are we to do during these times? Well, we need to be praying. I encourage you. I've asked you to pray for the firemen, the first responders, the people that are there trying. My son was out on a crew there, made it back yesterday morning. Him and his crew did. It's hard to kind of wrap your head around it. They left in a snowstorm from Wyoming and drove out there for 2 weeks, fought fires, and made it back in a snowstorm. Anymore it's not out of the ordinary. Anymore it is the ordinary. But it's not normal. It's just not. 2 Thessalonians 1:8 came to mind putting this together. 2 Thessalonians 1:8, want to share that with you. It says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's New Testament, folks. 2 Thessalonians. Who is taking vengeance? Is this Satan doing this? Is this the adversary? Is this those that the enemy that tempted Christ that is doing this? No, this is God Almighty. This is Jesus Christ doing this. Taking vengeance on them that know not God, that choose to say, I don't want, you at the wrong rally, boy. You go somewhere else. Vengeance is being poured out upon those people and those that follow them, those that acknowledge, those that embrace them, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That obey not. See, you better do more than believe. You got to do more than believe. You better obey, or that vengeance comes. Well, folks, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. You see it on the screen. The newswire is there. There's tons of information, the broadcast schedule, archives. You can contact us through the website. And if you've got current events and breaking news, things happening in your neighborhood you want to let us know about, you can email them to jason@sfaw.org. And we encourage you to do that, to share them with us, not so just so we can know, but so we can, in turn, share them with the remnant so that we can pass them on and let others be aware of what's going on. Well, been trying to stay out of politics here, but there's a few things happening that are good news that I want to share with you this morning. Okay, just a couple things. We've only got about not quite 10 minutes left, but a couple things I want to share with you. Let's start in Proverbs 21:1, because I think this sets the tone. Proverbs 21:1 says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. like the rivers of water, and he, meaning the Lord, turns it wherever he wishes. The king's heart. You know, we read about that. In the Old Testament, we read about some kings just did evil in the sight of God. Some kings tried to do right. There were none perfect. No, not King David, not King Asa, not King Hezekiah. There were times that they turned and did right, and that was pleasing to God, and it was good for the people. They had peace. They had rest. They had blessings. They flourished. They had families, and they multiplied. And so, there's nothing new under the sun. We still have that today. But I want to talk about a couple positives. I labeled this one, yes. Vice President J.D. Vance talks supporting young families at the March for Life that just happened this past week. He said, I want more babies in the USA. Now, I understand he's married to an Indian. Okay, I understand that. Let's take a look. The U.S. government, this was a couple quotes from his talk at the March for Life. The U.S. government has, quote, failed a generation by neglecting to help young parents achieve the ingredients they need to lead a happy and meaningful life, Vice President J.D. Vance said at the 52nd Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., 2 days ago on Friday. He said, we need a culture that celebrates life at all stages, one that recognizes and truly believes that the benchmark of national success is not our gross domestic product number or our stock market, but whether people feel that they can raise thriving and healthy families in our country. What a change, what a difference. That's different than the last vice president we had, and that's different than the vice president we had before that, and before him, and before him, and before him, and before him. It's different. I'm going to call it better. Now, is it perfect? Is it the kingdom of God reestablished here on earth? Not yet. But it's the leadership of our nation turning in a better direction. Turning away from abortion. Turning away from a society that downplays families. And turning towards that. Recognizing. That's almost a confession. He says, the U.S. government, we've failed. See, that's a first step. That's a first step. It is. And how about this? There were some promises made and promises kept. And here is some of the first images of deporting illegal aliens. Load them up on big planes, military planes, and fly them out. The Trump administration arrested 538 illegal immigrant criminals, including a suspected terrorist, four members of the Trinity Aragua gang, and several illegals convicted of sex crimes against minors. The Trump administration also deported hundreds of illegal immigrant criminals via military aircraft. The largest massive deportation operation in history is well underway, and its promises made, promises kept. I thought, that's a good thing. That's better. Let me tell you something. That's better for my 16-year-old daughter. That's better for Jason's children. That's better for your children. That these illegals, these criminals, these American-hating that hate you and me are getting out of here. That's 538 less that we have to worry about. Now there's only about 10,987,000 more to go, right? It's a step in the right direction. I thought this was interesting by Representative Ralph Norman, a Republican from South Carolina. He said the images were what he prayed for during the past 4 years. So are we going to, we certainly shouldn't say, oh, well, this, yes, but. No, this is good. This is good. It's a step in the right direction. This guy's been praying for it. That's a good thing. How about this? President Donald Trump pardons over 20 pro-life activists targeted by the Biden Department of Justice. The activists were prosecuted. I want you to listen to this idiot. This is just insanity here. The activists were prosecuted under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, a 94 law that prohibits violent, threatening, damaging, and obstructive conduct intended to injure, intimidate, or interfere with the right to seek, obtain, or provide reproductive health services. That means to have an abortion, to go in and kill the baby that's in their body. The act was written to equally protect abortion clinics, pro-life pregnancy resource centers, and churches. However, 97% of FACE Act cases since 1994 have been against pro-life advocates. See, they say one thing, oh, this is to provide access, and they do another. 97% against pro-life. And you know, you've seen pro-lifers. We drove by Planned Parenthood a couple weeks ago here in Fort Collins, and there were four people out there with Babies Lives Matter signs and Love Your Baby signs. And that's the protest. Is that meant to, is that violence, threatening, damaging, obstructing, standing there praying? No. See, that's better. That's better. It's a better that they were pardoned. It is. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9, couple scriptures, and we'll wrap up this morning. Proverbs 31, 8 through 9 says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. You look it up, Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice. You know, the scripture says, God says, I don't want your sacrifices. I don't want your turtle doves and your oxen on the... What does he want? He wants righteousness and justice and mercy. And we're seeing more of that from our leadership in the last 2 weeks in this nation than we saw in the last 4 years. I like it. I like it. I'm telling you, it's answered prayers. Do we stop praying? Do we just say, well, we've won. We're just going to sit back and gloat. Not at all. Not at all. No, it's time to reach down there and pull that lever into four-wheel drive and to keep on going. And just dig a little deeper, and we keep going, Christian. We keep praying. We keep obeying more and more. Like you've heard Jason say, a little more each day, a little better each day. Daniel 2:21 says, he, meaning the Lord, controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. Oh, yeah. He's doing it. He's doing it. Yeah. And I think he hears our prayers. He does. He does. Are things perfect? Far from it. They never will be. They never will be. We never had a perfect king back here looking through other than God. God was our perfect king. Jesus Christ is our perfect king. Anybody else? From David? Solomon? The rest of them? No. And the ones we have today are not perfect. Last scripture this morning, and we'll move on. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Just a reminder. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He, if we can hit that next one there, Jason, and He shall direct your paths. I sure like my path being directed by God and not me, I can tell you that. Well, Remnant, stay tuned. Stay tuned. There's more for you. We've got a Timeless Pulpit Truth coming up for you, a brand new message for you right after that. Thanks for joining us, and God bless. Stay warm this winter.
Is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops come to your soil? Will governments enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in your streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Won't you take time.